Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 8:5. When Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion. A centurion, you could call an officer in the Roman army. And centurions had a lot of authority and clout. They were over at least 100, which were, you know, the century. But depending on what time, they could have been over much more than that, 200, 300, more, hundreds. And you didn't get to be a centurion just automatically. This is likely someone who had served for years in the military already as a, what they call them, legionnaire. And somebody who excelled in the handling of their weapons, because they also would train the men under them. And they led from the front, not the back. When they went into battle, the centurion was in the front. And he had markings and insignia that everybody could see. He's the leader. Well, that makes you a target in battle. But he wore them anyway. He had to have some courage. And he was, you couldn't be a centurion if you didn't inspire your men. You led by example and you trained. Normally, Roman citizens couldn't be punished without a proper trial and everything, but a centurion could punish a citizen. They had some clout. They had some authority. So this man came beseeching him, and verse 6, he said, "Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy." So some form of paralysis. Grievously tormented and obviously in pain, constant pain. Terrible situation. Verse 7, Jesus said, "It might not be God's will." What'd Jesus say?
"I will."
What did he say? Come on, help me. I want to hear you say it out loud. What'd Jesus say? "I will come and heal him." Do you understand? We have no indication or record that Jesus ever said, "I won't."
That's right.
He never said, "I won't heal." "I will." Is he the same? Yesterday and today and forever. Is he no respecter of persons? If he said it then, he's saying it now. If he said it to him, he's saying it to you. If he's not saying it to you, he's a respecter of persons. If he's not saying it now, he's changed. Somebody said out loud again, "I will."
"I will."
He will what? "I'll come and heal him." Glory to God. Glory to God. Keep reading. The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." Verse 9, "For," he's telling him why he just said this, "for I'm a man under authority, and I have soldiers under me." In other words, it's under my authority. "I say to this one, go." And what does he do?
Goes.
He goes. "I tell another one, come." And what does he do?
Comes.
"I tell my servant, do this." And what happens?
He does it.
He And when Jesus heard it, he marveled. Marveled. Jesus was impressed by this. How many like to impress Jesus? Oh, come on. If you're not interested in that, I don't know. Anybody like to impress?
Amen.
I mean, this is a high thought.
Yes.
Impress the Master. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If it impressed him then, it'll impress him now. He marveled. Jesus marveled. What does that sound like? Jesus said, my, my, my. Would you look at that? He marveled. He said, verily, absolute truth here, I tell you, I haven't found so great faith, no, not in Israel, not in the whole country. And all the 12 behind him thought, really? And the 70 that he sent out are going, well, what are we, you know? Well, you're not that. You hadn't been that. You see what I'm talking about? It's interesting how so many times you don't find faith where you think you would. And you do find strong faith in surprising places. He said, verily, I say to you, I have not found so great faith, not in Israel. And I say to you that many shall come from the east and west and will sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. You know who that is? That's us. That's you and me. Many of us will come from different directions, talking about outside of Israel. And they'll sit down with Abraham. You're liable to have a meal with Abraham one day. Let him help catch you up on. Would you like to sit down with Abraham?
Yes.
And say, could you tell me exactly how that went down that day on the mountain with your son, Isaac,
oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And I'll just be quiet and listen. Would you? Tell me exactly, you know, and when God told you he's a father of many nations, he took you out and showed you the stars. What were you thinking? Huh? Tell me, how's that? We're going to get to meet these people. We're going to get to be involved with them, talk to them. Verse 12, but the children of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. What does that mean? People that should have been a part wind up not being a part. And this is particularly a lot of the seed of Abraham, natural seed of Abraham. Sadly, so many of them are not believers. And he said, they'll be cast out. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, as you have believed, be it done to you. And the centurion said, you're still going to come pray for him, aren't you? I'd really like for you to come lay hands on him. I mean, you're not far away. Could you? No, that would contradict why the passage is in the Bible. Jesus is giving this centurion a command. He's used to commands. He's used to following orders. And in their ranks, there was strict discipline. You didn't mouth off to a commanding officer. That's why he said, when I tell him to do something, he does it, buddy. When I tell him to go, ain't no discussion. He goes. And this is one of the big reasons why faith is so weak in our generation today. The lack of this. Don't get too quiet. What do you mean? Thank God for our freedoms. We've been talking about that earlier today. But many people think because they're free, they don't have to listen to anybody about anything. And the reality is, if you're that way with people, you're that way with God, no matter what you may think. Love for God is revealed and shown in love for people. Have you read that in 1 John?
Yes.
If you say you love God, but you hate your brother, he said you're a liar. And the same thing is true in these other areas. If you don't respect any people, you don't respect God. If you don't submit to any people, you don't submit to God. If you don't listen to anybody else, you don't listen to God. These things are revealed in what you do or don't do with God's representatives and with the people God's placed in your life. In the centurion's mind, he did this just like he functions in the military. He comes, he said, "Permission to be healed, sir." just give the command, sir. Just give the command. And Jesus looked around and said, "Would you look at that? Would you look at that? This man has off the chart faith. He's not a preacher. He's not a scribe. He's not a doctor of the law. He's not somebody that prays 12 hours a day. He's a fighting man, military man." Then he looks at him and says, "Be it done to you, just like you believe." What did the centurion say? "Thank you, sir."
Yes.
That's it. No checking, no looking for symptoms, no running some more tests. Come on, y'all listening to me? This is the difference. Do you accept the word of the Lord as final?
Amen.
Most do not. Most will pray and then they'll check. The Bible said that you and I are even to endure hardness as good soldiers. Am I quoting that right? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And yet, most of the body of Christ, they lost their jacket, their shoes are not shined, they're untied, and they come and go, "I need to be healed, Lord. I need to be healed. I really need to be healed." He said, "You are healed, soldier." Yeah. They go, "I know you said that, but I'm still hurting and I feel so bad." And they're disheveled and they're undisciplined. And it's not just being a lack of that. That is connected to no faith. And I think many have not made the connection.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button. Then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.